then in the 30s, they started coming up with the bungalows and the Spanish and the Indian architecture, where instead of an eave hanging over, you have a firewall that, that goes up, and so on.
Well, you have separating one house from the other, the physical barrier. What do we use in El Paso?
A fence.
Okay. And
sometimes we call them fences a lot, but also because we use so much masonry, we have lots of rock walls.
Mm-hmm.
And so
you might say
the rock wall between me and my neighbor, or we were talking over the, you know, you use the phrase talking over the back fence or something.
Mm-hmm.
You might say over the wall because of the the masonry.
Where do you, we get the rocks?
Well, just look around at all the mountains here. We live in a rock pile.
Yeah. Can you give me a word picture of your house, the different rooms you have?
Well, it's basically three bedrooms. Living, dining, kitchen. When we built the house, we called this the activities room, which is another name for dens that was popular at the time. Today we often refer to it as the office.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when by the time we built this house, there's 14 years difference between our daughter and the youngest son. In other words, and 16 between the oldest son and the daughter. So those two boys were well into high school and ready to leave home when she came along.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't build this house until the two boys were long since gone, and the daughter was like 5-6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So that influenced the design of the house. Basically, we had the one daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would have had to do it differently otherwise. We have a maid room that now we refer to that as the studio. It's got the treadmill in it, and it's full of junk.
Is that the place where you put stuff you don't want to?
Well, I've got tons and tons of slides, photographs in there, and a lot of catalogs and
mm-hmm.
things of that kind.
Mm-hmm.
Some equipment, photographic equipment,
uh-huh.
so forth, stored in there.
And I see behind you there's a fireplace,
right.
And there's some pottery over the fireplace. Mm-hmm. What's the pottery sitting on? What is that called?
That's the mantle.
Uh-huh. And out in front, there's a place where you could probably sit. What do you call that?
The hearth.
Mm-hmm. What does the smoke go up?
The chimney.
Mm-hmm. And there's black stuff inside the chimney. What is that?
Soot.
Uh-huh. What is left over after a fire?
Ashes.
Uh-huh. And what would you burn in a fireplace?
Wood.
Uh-huh. You still have a wood fireplace, or have you converted to gas?
We converted it to gas logs here about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they've got all the rules about when you can burn and when you can't burn.
Yeah.
And on this side of the mountain, we get high winds, and we have to observe what the wind conditions are before we build a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So if it's a lot of work to do all of that, it's not worth it. So and then you got to carry out the ashes.
That's the worst.
We got lazy and went to gas logs about 5 years ago.
That's a good deal. Now, if you put a big piece of wood on a fire, what is that big piece of wood called?
Well, a log. Yeah, that might call it at Christmas time the Yule log.
Mm-hmm. Okay.